Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For the week of May 25th to the 29th from Talkers Magazine, the subject of our weekly radio roundtable with the members of the DJV crew, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all part of the weekday morning DJV program. Here, in this circumstance, to take a crack at thoughts on some of the stories, the research at Talkers Magazine indicates the following 10 stories were the most important in discussion on talk radio programs around the country this past week. See if we can get to the people list as well. SpaceX launch is number 10. Psychology of the virus, number 9. Michael Flynn is 8. China is 7. George Floyd, number 6. Trump versus Twitter is 5. Trump versus North Carolina is 4. Trump versus health, well, you know the story. The rest of them are all about the coronavirus. So let's go. The SpaceX was something very exciting. I think, Victoria, you said you were, or was it Jennifer, one of the two?
I was watching it live on the NASA thinking. Channel, waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Me too.
I watched it for like an hour and a half of build-up.
I was actually thinking to myself just how you would have 12, like if this were me, God love these people who are so strong mentally. If this were me, I would have had like 12 panic attacks. The fact that they are in the suit getting ready to, getting to do what they're going to do, and they then go on their procession. And by the way, how smart is Elon Musk? For various reasons, but the procession...
Puts him in a Tesla to bring him out to the...
just smart in general. I mean, the guy is like a genius, but the fact that the branding on that is so incredible. And then they get him onto the space, into that little tin can, and they strap him in, and then you have to sit there for like 3 hours. That's when I would actually probably lose consciousness a few times.
And the adrenaline...
And then to be told... Yeah. And then to be told you can't go anywhere.
12 minutes? Yeah, they were 12 minutes from launching, and the smoke is coming out from underneath, and it's just, and it looks like it's, really building up and ready to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, whatever, nerd. And then, it's crazy. And then with 12 minutes to go, they pulled the plug.
One thing I learned, and I don't know why, it was like a duh. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it. But apparently, so when they go through this, and Doug, you probably know this, they always have backup times because they always plan that the launch will get canceled for weather or whatever.
They stop.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So they have times, scheduled as backup all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because I guess they don't ever anticipate it to go up the first try, which is kind of interesting. But I heard someone doing an interview on radio this week, and they were talking about how come they have to go with these certain markers, and I wasn't even thinking about it. I think we're so dumb to this that we think they just take off into space and then drive over to the International Space Station, which is their destination, and, hop out. But the truth is, the reason they have to be so specific and that there's not another time, they have to be specific about their time frames and their windows as to when they can go, is because they have to meet up with the International Space Station at the absolutely perfect point in our orbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that before, but I hadn't. I went, well, that makes a lot of sense.
There are so many intricacies.
You hadn't thought of it either.
You said something that was very telling. We've taken this in stride, like so many other things, a part of the world we live in. If you go back to the first time I was a kid in 1957 when this all started, and Alan Shepard going up, and then in high school we spent lots of time studying this stuff, and math became a new thing. And it's because of what you just said, the incredible precision that's necessary in order to meet up with the stuff in space. You think this is an accident? They just take a shot up and, we'll chase it down the road.
Go. Right.
Yeah. No, this is an amazing bit.
But you don't think about, maybe everybody does and I don't, but I just hadn't thought about it before. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They have to meet up at the right time.
Yep. Very important. Okay. Number 9 on our list of things to discuss here on the The Talk Radio Roundtable is relationships, a continuing focus on how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And I came across something that I had been thinking myself. Every time I watch an ad or hear an ad on the air, and I hear them say, the announcer says, or somehow or other it gets into the copy, we're in this together, it makes me want to puke. I've had enough of this already. And there was some studying done by brands this week as to whether there was fatigue for this. And apparently, this sentiment is broad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this. A focus group said this is something that these companies need to stop saying because it isn't okay. We know times are tough, but we're not in this. We're all in this together. Here's $1,000 to go buy a car. No, it's enough already with it. Come up with something different that actually will attract people's attention. So anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think quarantine fatigue is real. That's a real thing. And I think, the same kind of, I think in the beginning it felt somewhat comforting to have a lot of people saying, like, look, we're all doing this together. But now as things are reopening and have reopened, depending on where you are in the country, it feels a little like we have to move on to the next thing now.
Yeah. Next. All right, next.
I will tell you what frustrated me. Is this our coronavirus opportunity? Because there was a story that came out this week about the World Health Organization and a recommendation on masks. And I think this one bothers me so much because I really don't like wearing the mask, but I do because I'm trying to be respectful.
I don't like the World Health Organization, so you got to.
I don't like the World Health Organization either. But according to them now, it is dangerous to wear a mask for healthy people unless you were caring for a coronavirus patient. So once again, we've got a revision
messaging.
Exactly. Who's to know
It's crazy.
Okay, speaking of crazy, I'm going to turn to you on this one to begin with, at least, Jennifer. Number 8 is more on Michael Flynn. What more is there to say about Michael Flynn in this case?
A lot more. So after the documents were released, they were unclassified and released, and we saw that the FBI was looking to entrap Michael Flynn and that they really had nothing on him, but they tried to get him to lie to investigators. They went to him without telling him he needed an attorney. I mean, all of these things that were not done according to any protocol by any stretch of the imagination from the FBI. So the Department of Justice recommended that charges be dropped against Michael Flynn, but the judge in his case, Emmett Sullivan, who is sort of an activist judge, refused to actually throw the case out. They needed the judge's signature to do that. And instead, he got a lawyer. Now, how ridiculous is it that a judge retains a lawyer to take a stand on a case that has no prosecutor? So now there's this back and forth about whether or not he's going to actually sign off. The legal team for Michael Flynn has asked for to have the case reassigned to a different judge because obviously this guy is trying to go after him at any cost. This is the judge that, based on the evidence that he got to see, and he knew all the misgivings, called Michael Flynn treasonous. This is a guy who served in our military and is a 3-star general and served this country. It's unfortunate that his reputation has been disgraced. It's unfortunate.
Politics enters into everything, don't we?
He spent $6 million on legal fees and all of that. Yeah. But, so apparently there's supposed to be some sort of big announcement this coming week. We'll see what happens. And then apparently he is also the Department of Justice is actually launching a side investigation aside from the U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating how Crossfire Hurricane actually went into play. They're now investigating the unmasking of Michael Flynn. So,
all right, that's number 8 on our countdown. Number 7 coming up, a focus on our relationships with China. That's next year on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Top 10 items here from the folks at the Bible of the Talk industry. That's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the weekly story list and people list, according to their research. And this week, number 7 is our relationship with China. There's a movement in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I guess, this week as well, right? No, I don't guess. I know. And that further strains our already strained relationship. And whether or not we... I don't see how we can continue to have... We have to have, I guess, some relationship with them. The Chinese president said if we keep talking the way we are, it'll start a Cold War. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where do we go from here? What's your attitude personally, Victoria, toward things made in China? How, you know, I've made it clear on the program this week that I'm staying as far away from Chinese products as I possibly can. But that's me because I feel very strongly about it. How, in your circle,
I've
do you
never been
find
a,
your friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of anything made in China, but this is the first time that when I'm really looking and really researching about where stuff is coming from. And it is, you know, I told this story to some of my girlfriends. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I bought a necklace from, because Jen knows I've been jewelry shopping during the pandemic. I bought a necklace from a boutique in Austin, and I was, you know, happy that, and I'd done the research, and, you know, I was happy to support a local business in Austin, and it was a pretty necklace and everything. And then I got the tracking, and it came from China. It started in, like, Shangzhou or something, and it really annoyed me, to be honest. It really annoyed me, and now whenever I see something that says made in China, I get annoyed. It bothers me.
I was trying to find a tractor tire tube this week that wasn't made in China. Unsuccessful. 21 past the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items as we go through with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, our list of the top 10 and thoughts about them and discussions that we've had on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. This, in my opinion, ought to be number maybe 2 on the story list this week. Let's see where it goes, because I think we're just beginning to see the surface scratch. Now, we finally, there's something here that really is motivating people, and maybe it's a combo of we're going to summertime and people are fed up because they're have been encapsulated for 3 months. Whatever it is, man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week in regard to protesting George Floyd. For those who don't remember or don't know, or can't, who's that guy? I know that name. He was the person that was captured on video being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. The police officer put his knee on his neck, cut off his windpipe, and the guy died. So we're all in the same boat here. It's about time something get done. And there are people that will stretch this and exaggerate, but there, it's hard when you look around. Well, how many different protests have there been since this event? They've been all week long, but culminating at the end of the week.
Yeah, Colorado, California, Kentucky, yeah. 7 different states, I think, saw protests. And here's the thing, just a comment, because there's a difference between protests and violent rioting and looting. And as someone who grew up in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots during the 90s, it was a really scary time in Los Angeles. Not in Watts. I'm not that old. But
I remember
in
Watts.
Okay, but in the 90s, when Rodney King was beaten by the LAPD officers, the city had riots in protest. And there were so many people who were taking advantage of this situation by breaking into stores and getting clothes and television sets and tennis shoes. And I really think what happened is that we lost sight of what was really going on, because the story then became misdirected onto the riots, onto the fires, onto the burning down, the threats to other police officers. And I think we're seeing the exact same thing happen. We should all be outraged as a country watching what happened to George Floyd this past week, as this video spread this past week. We should be outraged. And if people are outraged enough to protest, God love them. But the people who are out there burning down police stations, who are out there trying to rob ATMs, who are taking,
They spoil the impact of a real protest, the real reason.
they are not honoring George Floyd's memory, and they're not doing anything that's positive or that's actually going to make change. And so those people, I think, should be ashamed of themselves because they're actually missing an opportunity to make change just because they're selfish enough to want to go out and rob a Target and take a flipping TV home with them. You know, and it's unfortunate because that guy deserves better. George Floyd deserves better, and we should do better as a country. And it's unfortunate that it devolves into this, and then all we talk about are these losers who are out there.
President Trump called the Floyd situation shocking when he got involved in it. You don't hear him talk too much about stuff like that in the main. But then there are all these other circumstances where the police under scrutiny. I'm looking at a video right now that was taken by an off-duty firefighter who, there are a number of different videos of this, interestingly enough. This is a different angle than what I looked at last night, but it's very clear the policeman's knee, as he
Oh, there's lots of angles. There are a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And they're all just the one. And it's all the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not one video showing anybody resisting. That's the thing. He didn't run. He didn't fight. I mean, maybe he said something. Who knows? But that's no excuse. I mean, even if the guy ran, threatened, said terrible things, once you have a person in handcuffs, it's over. You don't get to sit on his neck for 6 minutes.
Again, back to training and all the things that even people who are great supporters of the police. Under most circumstances, are way put way off.
This is hateful. Yeah. This is evil.
Why are these people? Where's the psychologist who's supposed to be looking at these people?
Training is when someone in the heat of the moment shoots someone. That's a training issue. This is not a training issue. This is not a tactic that's taught by any police.
28 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 16 cities are preparing for protests over the police death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. People are cleaning up the mess from Saturday night, and mayors are calling for peace. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says a week later it's evident that the image of a cop's knee on George Floyd's neck continues to resonate.
We know the frustration is still there, and all of the issues and all of the concerns and anger that were there on Friday haven't gone away.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser adds, people must decide what message their actions send.
They have a right to exercise their First Amendment rights, but not to destroy our city.
Both mayors on NBC's Meet the Press.
President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization after blaming it and other far-left groups for inciting violence. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump is postponing the G7 summit that was scheduled for next month. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The president says the delay is less about coronavirus and more because he wants time to invite leaders from four additional countries that have not been part of the G7. Trump telling reporters it's now not going to be held until September at the earliest, and he says he would be inviting Russia as well as Australia, India, and South Korea to attend, saying the group of seven largest economies is an outdated model. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A portion of the Notre Dame Cathedral is scheduled for reopening, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Notre Dame's cathedral forecourt is being opened up to the public for the first time since the devastating fire of April 15th last year. The body overseeing the Gothic structure's restoration issued a statement saying the reopening was made possible after several deep cleaning operations took place to remove toxic lead dust from the large forecourt. Dozens of tons of lead went up in flames during the fire, sending tons of poisonous lead dust onto the grounds. The inner cathedral is still closed and will be for several years during renovations.
In addition to disputing misleading claims made by President Trump about mail-in ballots, Twitter has added fact-checking labels to thousands of other tweets since introducing the alerts earlier this month. So far, Facebook has declined to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To our story list here, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, together in this circumstance to review the stories from Talkers Magazine that are in the top 10, some of the conversations that we've had on the DJV program during the course of the week as to these issues. Number five on the list is the Twitter thing. I'm not 100% clear on this myself. We know that Trump likes to tweet. And now is Twitter going to dump him, or what actually is going on here? Oh, but go ahead, Victoria.
What started this, and I don't know how far it's really going to go, but Twitter has had a policy that it will add a note to any tweet that is giving misinformation about COVID-19, and a lot of social media platforms are trying to do the same thing. Something that that Trump said about mail-in ballots got flagged, and so he was furious about that, and that's where it started.
Yeah. And I was actually furious about it because there are plenty of things that could be construed as fake news that the president tweets out. I'll tell you that right now as someone who really likes him. I don't think he does it often, but there are examples. And the mail-in ballot executive order that he was talking about in my state of California was absolutely truth. And Twitter has a policy that apparently they can mark fake news, but they don't. They don't mark fake news for a lot of other people that spew it because Twitter is a platform filled with fake news. But they decided to target the president, their person who reviews all of this information? Is there their person who, I guess, moderates integrity of the platform, has had it out for Trump, and so they started marking his tweets. And the one that they chose, like I said, they, if you come into California, I will show you prime examples of how mail-in ballots leave people ripe for voter fraud here in the state of California. In any case, that's neither here nor there, because the president decided he would sign an executive order saying that the social media platforms, Twitter included, could not censor different types of speech, including conservative speech, because, by and large, conservatives get censored more than other groups on Twitter and on Facebook. And so that executive order is in place. Now, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to be challenged.
Well, there's nothing
Twitter's,
you can really do.
There is something. I mean, the argument that they're going on is that Twitter has almost, or social media has almost become a utility. It would be the same argument that, like, for instance, if Verizon didn't like conservatives, and Victoria, when I called you, Verizon would just drop my call because they say, well, you host a conservative show in Los Angeles.
Right. But
so
the problem, though, is that they're not utilities. They're not utilities, and Mark Zuckerberg for years has fought against any type of label that would be even close to utility. So
that's the argument they're going to go and use.
Yeah.
But legally, I mean, these companies are private companies. So as much as I hate it and as much as I think Twitter is completely biased and unfair like most of media, I don't know how much it's going to stick.
I don't think it's going to
we'll
go very far.
I think more than anything, more than it actually being a new rule or a new executive order, I think what it does is it raises people's awareness to make sure that they're actually following through and looking things up on Twitter, and then maybe then that's actually the good that would come from this.
You know what comes of this for me? The confusion continues as to what the facts are. It's not truth anymore, because everybody has a different truth. I've been stressing this for a long time, and even now it becomes for me the guidance. And finding the facts is so difficult to do because all of the sources are so damn skewed. What you just said about the person at Twitter, you know, what is it your job to get Joe Biden elected? Is that you working for the Biden campaign, or are you working for Twitter?
It should be his job to be the arbiter of truth.
No,
that's the
my
thing.
Point.
One guy should not decide what people
Who
see.
Who the hell
that's
are you?
So dangerous. Is that Google is also very biased. YouTube is very biased, and so this is how people get their news now. So, in some ways, I think it is really dangerous, and the president has a point. But we have to also figure out how we can protect businesses to allow them to operate as they see fit.
Yeah. All right. But how did this information get out? I noticed the president was on another talk radio program, Buck Sexton's program, this week. He has made it his business to get to places. He certainly has been on with Hannity a lot and Limbaugh a lot. And so under the circumstances, he gets his message out, and one wonders, is there an equivalency on the other side? Well, it may not be in talk radio, but there sure as hell are plenty of opportunities on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, to get the other message out. And that's what, you know, there's no equilibrium anymore, and there's no place that you can go that you feel comfortable. Sounds like we got a train coming through.
Is everybody okay?
I'm doing the program next to the
is
train
track. Is there a tractor in the room with you?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how loud that stuff is. Oh, well. Anyway, this whole business about accuracy and who's telling lies and who's telling the truth, God.
My point is this. I still believe in truth. I just believe we should ask for truth from everybody, not just who we agree with politically.
Yeah,
we give
right.
a lot of passes to Joe Biden for just being Uncle Joe when he's got sexual allegations against him, when he says stupid things like, you ain't black.
Well, I think the
passes.
Sexual
whoa,
stuff
whoa, whoa,
has
whoa.
Kind of gone
right,
away.
Wait a second. Trump's got 22 formal complaints of sexual assault and rape against him.
And
so
does Joe Biden. And so,
this is not a 22, Jen.
Does that make it right?
More than
he
one.
Doesn't.
And so you can, I mean, that this is the thing, is that we laugh off people who actually have corroborated evidence from decades.
Not
of
laughing off any victim. I'm saying how anyone who supports Trump can try to point a finger at Biden for
I'm
the
not
same
pointing
things.
A finger. I'm simply pointing
you
out the
just
hypocrisy.
Quiet about that stuff. You'll notice Trump and the people in the campaign are not saying anything about it.
I think that everybody has the right to defend themselves, but I find it laughable, the hypocrisy of people who are supporting Joe Biden with a clear conscience when he is everything that they complain Trump is, a sexual abuser. He says stupid things. He's got a hot temper. He doesn't know where he is half the time.
So it would be a great contest.
So how
the two worst of the worst.
So, but if people are supporting the platforms, because a lot of people say that they don't like Trump personally, but they like what he stands for. So how is that not the same thing that people on the left? Joe Biden is not my ideal candidate by any stretch of the imagination. But the platforms that he is running on, that's what I support. So how is that wrong or any different from anybody who supports Trump and says the same thing?
It's not. But what I'm saying is that the news media gives it cover. The news media will not cover these things. If you watch, you know, you talk about people on the other side getting out there. Joe Biden had the biggest joke of an interview on CNN with Dana Bash, who's supposed to be a news person. Didn't ask him one hard question, all softball, told him what he thought so he could just say, that's right. I mean,
Wait a minute, Jen,
you don't think that Trump has been on every Fox News show and has had the exact same treatment?
You're making the point. Both sides, it's just we have no way of getting at what the real facts are. And so we continue to boil and blubber. I'll tell you, the worst example in my book, the worst example of bias is the Huffington Post. What a disgrace.
Well, I don't think they even pretend to be neutral,
I know, they don't pretend. But it's just so much of the same drubbing. It becomes ridiculously, it's redundant, it's repetitive,
still getting the newsletter.
But I did read something online on one of my sources
that
has the Huffington Post story on it, and I just hit delete as soon as I read the first line. All right, number four, presidential politics. I think we've talked about that enough with the conversation we just had. Let's go to number three, and that's the testing that's going on in the virus, the focus, and we're making progress here anyway, because only the top three stories are about the virus this week. We're getting down there. The fact that all these new drugs, which are really not new drugs at all, wasn't it? We were discussing earlier about some of the older drugs, even HIV drugs that are being tested to see if they can't knock out the viral part of the coronavirus. But then we were talking about the whole business of why is it always drugs and how much money there is in all of this. And I speculated earlier that the Chinese, who control the production of most of the drugs in the world, it's an insidious addition to having made the coronavirus and then spread it about the world. Now they want to sell you their drugs.
Well, it is interesting that they must not have made a lot of progress on a vaccine, because they've been caught hacking into universities that are studying vaccines. They've been caught already hacking into some pharmaceutical companies that are here in the States, and they're looking for vaccine information. So I don't know if they obviously have not come up with their own, if they want to figure out where the United States stands and where our scientists and researchers, what progress that we've made.
We're making a lot of progress.
Steal it and make it, I guess.
The Israelis are making huge progress. The French are working on a couple of things that look, I think there's a Scandinavian company, too, that's into it. So there are four or five different places where they're showing huge. And then back to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug, there's nothing credible that has shown that it doesn't work if properly executed. If it's used the proper way, it has huge success.
I think what we need with regard to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, there are so many studies and headlines. Almost every day I see a different headline that says, new study, hydroxychloroquine, not effective in saving lives. New study, they're putting pause on using it from the World Health Organization. But no one ever tells anybody what the actual dosage is that they're using,
right?
Because I would suspect everyone's using something different.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if everybody could get on one page and say, because people across the board, Dr. Fauci, there is a virologist from Duke University.
Victoria.
But listen, what I'm saying is they all agree that hydroxychloroquine on its own does not work, and that it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to use it with a Z-Pak.
And so they've also tried chloroquine, which is the derivative of hydroxychloroquine, and that doesn't work. But there's so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if there was one full global study where everyone's using the same dosage, and they have the proper blind study and the whole thing. But they haven't done that yet. It's been so haphazard.
In a moment, how many more people will die? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How well do you wash your hands? Dr. Gregory Polin, director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, says adults could do much better at the sink.
People go to the bathroom and they run their fingers under the water. Well, that does nothing. And then they grab the dirty faucet and they touch the dirty handle on the way out of the bathroom.
Dr. Polin says that in public washrooms, there are often more bacteria on those faucets than in the toilet water. So next time you're at the sink...
So you wash your hands while singing happy birthday to yourself. You get between the fingers, the fingertips, the thumb. You turn the water off with a paper towel. And you open the door to leave with a paper towel and dispose of the paper towel. That's how you wash your hands. Ideally with warm, soapy water.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I got a couple of more moments here. The number one and number two items kind of tied together on the talkers list of the top stories this week. And one of them has to do with all the stats. I don't know why people are so enthralled with this, but how many deaths there have been. And then we were talking on the DJV program about how many more there are going to be. Was it Victoria? You said there are the projections were... That another 100 and some odd.
I think it's 123,000 is what the number is supposed to be at by the end of June. We're at 100,000 now, so they suspect 23,000 more.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Take your supplements, take your exercise, get a good night's rest, all that good stuff. This is from Uncle Dougie here. On the DJV program, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Car talk time. Yes, literally and figuratively. Nick Miles is here. His rautoexpert.com website is visited normally in each week by 10,353,842 people. I believe it went up by one, right, this past week? So 10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. You're doing a fine job, Nick.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. So Volkswagen has lost their case, at least in Germany, but they're in court all around the world, aren't they, because of the cheating? Well, that's what it's called, is cheating. They were required to cheat, however.
Yeah.
I guess they could have decided they didn't want to build the cars anymore, but in order to meet the standard, they had to do some fudging. And that's really the basis of their cases, right?
Yes, and these cases are going to go on for many years. I don't think you're ever going to hear the end of this, unfortunately, because every single country and government and local governments and organization is going after every penny that they can get. And still, the people that have those diesel vehicles out there just love them.
Yeah. I was talking off the air to you about my daughter. Both my daughter and my son bought Volkswagen station wagons at the same time from the same dealership in Los Angeles. My son, after the emissions thing came out, was all outraged, indignant. I want another car. And my daughter, who's kind of grown up on diesel five speeds, has been happy with her. She kept it and didn't say boo about it. So anyway,
those are the wise ones, the people that held on to them, because what was happening is companies were going out there with hundreds of thousands of dollars and buying them all up, and then for a very low price, and then reselling them to VW under the law and making money out of it. Making
I thought they sent a lot of them. They put them on boats and sent them to China and to Africa. Didn't they do that with a lot of them?
They did.
A lot of countries
do that. Every single car in Japan, when it gets like 7 years old, gets shipped to Malaysia and places like that. So
yeah,
a lot of countries.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ever seen the cars driving around in Jamaica? Woo!
Yeah.
All right, speaking of driving around, there's a survey that's out this week that focuses on excuses that are given by offenders who speed to a police officer. Now, tell me the last time you were stopped. Go on, Nick. Fess up. When's the last time you were stopped for speeding?
I had a horrible run, Doug. I had a horrible run, which was, you know, like every year for about 5, 6, 7 years. And luckily, I haven't got snabbed in about 10 years, so I've escaped. But this survey that came out went over, you know, there's obviously a lot more people doing silly things on the road because there's less traffic. So people are saying speeding tickets up by about 28%.
Oh, yeah.
The number one excuse, Doug, lame as possible, it's people claim they didn't realize they were speeding. Is that the best you could do? Honestly.
No. I have some great ones. Sure. There was a lady naked in the back seat of my car when I got stopped.
Oh, dear. That sounds excuses or visual excuse. I like it.
Right, exactly.
What did come out of this was 30% of people admitted to lying to the police. I think that's a lie, by the way. I think about 90% of people
90%,
lie to
exactly right.
Yeah. But the one thing that did come out is about 40% of people that asked for a deferment and just said, can I get a warning, please, got a warning, which I've never thought of doing, which I thought was a brilliant idea. And, of course, no surprise, men are way more at fault than women. Of course we are. We're nuts.
It's always our fault. One of the things that I find on the serious side of this, which really annoys me about police officers who are supposed to be enforcing the law, and in fact in many jurisdictions, they are just revenue enhancement officers. They are out there with a gun, radar gun, and they pull you over and write you a ticket. And for people who don't believe that there are quotas, you're kidding yourself, right?
Yeah, they call it performance evaluation in some departments, and those performance evaluations are, hey, how many speeders did you stop this week? We know they're out there, and you know you're not doing your job as a police officer. It's not they have quotas. Now they just change the name, put it in a different box, and there they go. Sort of the same thing. I personally know lots of officers who give lots of leeway to people, but ultimately, I never really believe the cop when I get pulled over.
Nah, not at all. Okay, 30 seconds on the return of the Hummer. The gas, gone, electric, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's coming. I saw some pictures this week of the new Hummer. Looks like it has an all-glass roof. Again, all-electric, large truck, all-glass roof. Not sure that any of these elements are winning me over, but we'll have to see. It's coming soon.
An electric Hummer. Oh, my God. Why would you bother? That's not what they're about. It's like, save it for next week. Because I can't imagine. Hey, it's just a GMC pickup base anyway, I think, for the most part. All right, there's the story. Updating you on car talk, if you will. It's Nick Miles, is our auto expert website. Very good. Check it out, ourautoexpert.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.